Genesis 29. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And to here were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. And Jacob said unto him, My brothers, where are you from? And they said, We are of Haran. And he said unto them, Do you know Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And look, Rachel his daughter comes with a sheep. And he said, Look, it is not yet noon, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water you the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together, till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house, and he told Laban all these things. And Laban said unto him, Truly you are my bone and my flesh. And he stayed with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because you are my brother, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel, and said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I should give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. And Jacob said unto Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled with you, that I may go into her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in to her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, look, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is this that you've done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Wherefore then have you deceived me? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this also for the service which you shall serve with me yet 7 more years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah his handmaid to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel. And he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 more years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived, and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, Surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and bore a son, and said, Because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And then she conceived again, and bore a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again, and bore a son, and she said, Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left off bearing.